Good afternoon and welcome to Life Moments, a podcast designed to inform, to inspire, and to motivate. I'm Terry Beckstrom, your host. We're glad you joined us today. Today is December 28th, 2018. Podcast today is 2019 resolutions. So I'm glad you joined us today. I hope you guys all had a great Christmas, spending time with family and friends. And for those of you who had family in from out of town, as I did, I hope that you enjoyed them and that they got home safely, unless they're still there waiting for New Year's. It's kind of the topic we're going to talk about today is New Year. And New Year's around the corner, and we seem to have one every 365 days. There seems to be a new year. And this one has gone by really fast. I can't believe that 2018 is done. And we're now just a few days out of 2019. And what I wanted to talk to you about today was this whole concept of New Year's resolutions. Most of us all go into a new year saying that we're going to be better than we were in the previous year, that we're going to make changes in our lives that are going to make us more effective. You know, it's kind of like we all play the New Year's resolution game. Year after year, we all do so with noble intentions. This year, you know, I'm going to make a difference. I'll be better. I'll square myself away. I'll get into shape. Whatever the past resolutions have been for you, they all seem to start off well, don't they? They start off with great intentions. And at some point, they seem to fade away into oblivion. Again, this is common, so if it happens to you, as it has with me, don't feel bad about it because you're not alone. You know, everybody, a gym is a big thing. So gyms have this huge influx of people in January from everybody doing their New Year's resolution that they're going to get in shape. And then February comes and there are fewer people. And then March comes and there are fewer people. Now, don't get me wrong. There are those who stick around for those beach bods and want to stay there until June. But I know that for gym memberships, they always have a huge spike in January and then it falls off. And so you may go in there in January and it be so packed you can't even get on a machine, and then you come back in March and there's virtually nobody there. Hopefully that doesn't happen to you. But here's what I want to do today. I want to talk about what we can do in our lives for 2019 that are going to make a difference. And you know, really that's what it's all about. That's what this podcast is about. It's about making a difference. And don't think for one second that I've got it all together and that I'm coming to you as if I'm preaching to you, because I'm not. I am simply going to give you today some of my recommendations that I hope that you can perhaps implement in your life, or take some of them and implement them in your lives so that perhaps you can have a better year than you had the year prior. And you know what? Not all of this is easy. And I don't mean to suggest for a moment that it is, because I know that we all have our lives. And one thing that I can say about today is that time seems to move so much more quickly. And I can't put my finger on what the cause of that is, but I do think that one of the contributing factors is the smartphone. I think we have all gotten so used to having instant messages and instant information right at our fingertips that we have seemed to occupy our time so much, especially when we're out and about, we'll grab the phone, that when things slow down for us, we occupy that time with a smartphone, or with social media, or with TV, or whatever. And so there doesn't seem to be any downtime for people anymore. And what I'm amazed at is how many people, friends of mine, who always claim they're so busy, but then perhaps I look on social media and I see a bunch of postings that they've done. So yeah, they are busy. It just seems that they're busy a lot of times posting on social media. So let's talk about some of the stuff on my list today and see what you agree with or disagree with. And these, again, are suggestions, my suggestions for a healthy, happy, and prosperous year. And they're in no particular order, so don't take any of these and think that the ones that are up front are more important than the others. Here's my first one, though. Spend less time on social media. And for some of you, that means a lot less time. You know, studies have shown, and this is another podcast altogether, and this would be an hour-long podcast, but studies have shown that spending time on social media actually makes you more depressed. Did you hear that last part? Studies have shown that people who spend a lot of time on social media are more depressed than the average population. I don't need to say anything more about that. You already know that. So the second thing, get off the smartphone. I just talked about this. Put it down, people. You know, we survive without these things for centuries, and it seems like people were a lot more social, people communicated better, and seemed to be happier before the advent of the smartphone. Now, again, I can't draw all the correlations, but I know that smartphone addiction is real, and studies have shown a multitude of adverse effects from smartphone usage and addiction. Put it down. Encourage your kids to put it down. Establish no smartphone zones. Time out at your house to where you don't allow smartphones. Certainly not at the table while you're around the dinner table. Don't do it while you're on vacation. You know, I can imagine that a lot of that family vacations now are being hijacked by the smartphones. Set the rules in your family. Set them. Establish rules in your family where the kids are off the smartphones and that you can enjoy time together. I believe we're in a communication crisis in this country, and I believe the smartphone is the primary culprit. And this affects me too. Don't get me wrong, I recognize it. And I am trying to take measures in my life to minimize the smartphone usage. The next one, remove all unnecessary apps from your phone. We have a lot of apps out there that are just there to occupy your time, whether they're gaming app, whether they're news apps, whatever. If you take some of those off, you might find that you're less apt to pick the phone up. So let's move on from that. Here's another one. Watch less news, or even better, don't watch news at all. I found, and studies have found, that watching the news makes you depressed. And certainly within the last few years, I can say that the news has taken a definite downturn to the negative, where it seems like they just really dwell on the negative. And remember, it's not so much news as it is just commentary that's taking place right now. Rhetoric, commentary seem to be the nature of the beast when it comes to news. So try watching less news. See how that affects you. Here's another important one. Go to church and connect spiritually. I think that we as individuals desperately need to connect spiritually. Families definitely need to connect spiritually. And we as a nation need to connect spiritually. Get back in church, folks. You know, that if you have kids, get them in church. Get them involved with youth groups. Try and make it a family event to where you're going to church every Sunday. And I think if we did this, if we got back, turned back to God in this country, that a lot of the things that are tearing this country apart are going to start to come back together. Next one, spend more time with your family. How important is that? Boy, we really need to do that in this country. We need to spend more time with our family. Not less time, more time. Spend more time with your friends. Connect with your kids. Boy, this is huge. If you're a parent and you are not taking every opportunity to connect with your kids, then you're making a huge mistake. It seems like parents have suggested to themselves that they're so busy now they can't do this or do that with their kids. You need to get with your kid at an early age. You need to get on their level, find out what they want to do, what they like to do, get them outside, spend time with them, connect with those kids at an early age. And then when they become a teenager, you guys have an open line of communication and you know what's going on in that kid's life and you can save them a lot of heartache. Connect with your kids. Exercise every day. You know, we talked about this when we first opened the podcast. Exercise is important. I feel better when I exercise, even if it's going for a short walk. Do something every day to work your heart, to get your blood pumping. Make sure you check with your doctor if you need to before you begin an exercise program. But exercise is so important. Eat a healthier diet. That's a big one. My son has taught me the importance of a healthier diet. And we have a lot less junk food at the house than when we used to. But eating healthy, you know what? You feel better when you eat healthy. Exercise, eating healthy, they go hand in hand. And I recommend that to everybody. Improve yourself in some way every day. Listen to a good podcast. Like our podcast today, something uplifting. Listen to messages that are important. Read a book. Do something every day to improve yourself. Another one, learn a new language. I've always enjoyed learning a little bit about a lot of different languages. I don't speak much, but it's fun to learn languages. Commit to treating everyone you encounter with kindness. This is huge. Being kind to everyone is actually not that difficult. It actually takes more effort, in my opinion, to treat people poorly than it does to be nice to people. So commit for 2019 to treating everyone with kindness. Do something nice for somebody every day. Help somebody in need. Visit the elderly. Spend less money on things and more on making memories. Now think about that. We spend a lot of money on things, and there are a lot of people out there that get to the end of their lives and they have a house full of things. And some people have a house full and they have storage units full, but they have things. Spend more time on memories and less money on things. I think you'll be a lot happier. Stop complaining. Boy, don't we do a lot of that. Stop comparing yourself to others. Stop trying to keep up with your neighbors. Be adventurous. Prioritize things in your life. Make sure you know what the most important things are and put those things in order. Slow down. Don't we need to do a lot of that? Slow down. Go to your kids' games and their events. Cut out negatives in your life. Have a positive attitude. Concentrate on the positives. Find out what causes you stress and deal with it so that you can get that stuff out of your life. You need to change jobs, then do it. Take walks outside. We already talked about that, but taking walks not only helps you physically, it's going to help you emotionally as well. Breathe deeply. Don't try to impress others. Stop posting so much on Facebook. Try humility and discretion. Use manners. If somebody says happy birthday to you, if they take the time to say happy birthday to you on your birthday and you can't go back and like it or say thank you, then that's an issue with manners. You know, that's another podcast altogether. I'd love to do one on social media manners, because I think we're losing that, both in the way we do our texting, electronic mail, like email, and also with areas like Facebook. But again, that's another podcast. Show good manners. Say please, thank you. Teach your kids good manners. I love the yes sirs and the yes ma'ams from kids. To me, it's just important. It helps build respect, and that will be respect that they carry through their whole lives. Read more. Listen to great music. Get organized in your life. Declutter your mind and your environment. Now think about that one. We have clutter in both areas, most of us. Minimize your clutter. Get out of the bad habits. If you smoke, stop. If you drink, stop, or do it in moderation. You know, I'm not going to sit here and preach to you about whether you should or shouldn't drink. If you choose to do so in great moderation. Avoid drugs like the plague. Set an example for your kids and those in your sphere of influence. Pray more. Boy, isn't that important. Live simply. You know, I'm becoming more and more attracted to living a minimalist lifestyle. And it's one of my goals to have fewer things and to have more meaningful relationships. Give politics a rest. Don't we need to do that in this country? Stop talking about politics with your friends. Find another subject, one more positive. Men, broken relationships. Apologize if you need to. Be honest with yourself and with others. Have the highest integrity in your life. Open the car windows and let the wind hit your face when you're driving. Have more empathy for others. Have compassion. Honor those who protect us, the police and the military. Encourage people. Do something every day for others. Random acts of kindness, it's been referred to in the past. Do something nice for somebody every day. Expect less and do more. Laugh more. Smile more. Live more. Make the most of your life every day. You know, as we step into 2019, make this the year that you change things. Not that you make some resolution that a month or two down the road you're going to forget about. Let's make 2019 a year where we devote and commit ourselves to being more positive, to being uplifting, to helping more people, to doing more for others, and concentrating less on ourselves, and to square our lives away. Square our lives away spiritually, mentally, physically, and for this to be a 365-day event, and then carry it in to next year. You'll be happy you did. Be the best version of yourself today and every day. Happy New Year to you folks. It'll be 2019 by the time we talk again. I wish you the very best. Have a great weekend. Until next week.